More than 300,000 Massachusetts students rely on the food provided by the free and reduced lunch program offered in public schools. With all schools closing tomorrow under Governor Baker's order, what happens to these students? WBUR's Carrie Young checks in on some of the efforts to make sure families can still access the meals they need.
Boston Public Schools began its food distribution program on Friday to serve kids from the Elliott K-8 school, the first BPS school to announce a closure. The district set up four locations, including this one at the East Boston YMCA.
So we have the cereal today, we have some raisins, and we have some crackers for the kids. That's for breakfast.
Rose Gordon with the district's food and nutrition program pulls out a few of the meals. They come in plastic bags with prepackaged food, so nothing goes bad.
It's probably going to be a bit slow today. I think the word needs to get out just a little bit more that any parent that brings their child down who's afraid to send their kids to school because of the coronavirus are more than welcome to come down.
She explains the district had to work fast to get these delivery sites set up. Most of the plans were organized and carried out within a day. Right now, a lot of districts are in the same boat, making last-minute plans to make sure they can continue to serve students. Erin McAleer is the president of Project Bread, an anti-hunger organization that's helping districts across the state work through logistics.
We certainly started thinking about all of it last week, but this week is, I think, when everyone really started to recognize the pending crisis and really starting to think, how are we going to operationalize this?
She says many school systems are planning to make and distribute take-home meals from their cafeterias. Still, McAleer explains there are a lot of details to work through.
They know how to run these programs. I think it's more just like the mechanism of who's staffing it and how do they provide the to-go meals versus the hot meal in the cafeteria.
She adds that while we're only a few days into school closures, her organization has seen an uptick in families calling their hotline, which helps people find resources for services like supplemental nutrition programs or food pantries.
We're already seeing an influx in people calling us who have lost out on job opportunities over the last few weeks. So that alone is going to be a major crisis.
Over in Cambridge, the organization Food for Free is quickly working to make updates to its programming. Typically, the group offers weekend meals for grade school students, and they target community colleges and adults taking English language courses. Sasha Purpura is the group's director.
This whole thing is our freezer, and it's particularly chaotic at the moment because things have changed quickly and we're not being able to move the food as quickly.
Food for Free has been hit from multiple angles. Much of the food they distribute comes from excess food from college dining halls, most of which have now closed. Then, their kitchen was taken out of service because it was housed at Biogen's headquarters, the company whose recent conference is linked to most of the state's confirmed coronavirus cases. Still, Purpura says the group is determined to get food to families who need it.
Our folks will lead volunteers in packing up grocery bags and bringing them to people's doors. So we're going to run it by the health department, make sure we have the safest methods for doing this.
Luckily, she says, volunteers have not been hard to come by. They've been stepping forward by the hundreds. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.